Today's daf is Vachem Daf Gimel. And we are 15 lines from the top of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, the two dots, Su Rami Milsa Achriti. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Matzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Kayla, Basi Badal Chaim Toivim, Reb Mordechai Tzvi. So yesterday, we began a new Masechta, Masechtes Zvachim, Seder Kachim, and the Gemara threw us right in to the deep water of the sugyas of karbonos. Now, the Masechta, as we saw, begins with the halacha that says that the Dalet Avodas Hadam, the Shechita Kabbalah and Halacha and Zrika respectively, had to be performed with a machshava of Lishma. What's the definition of Lishma? So the Mishnah, the Kaman, Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, that the Gemara quoted on Daf Beis Amid Beis said, L'shem Shisha Dvarim HaZevach Nizbach. L'shem Zevach, L'shem Zeveach, L'shem Hashem, L'shem Ishim, L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichayach. And in the event the carbon that's being brought is either a Chatas or an Asham, being that they're brought on behalf of an Avera that was done, that coming to be Mechaper, the Kohen doing the Avoida also had to be Mechaven, that this Avoida is being done l'shem chet. So there were six machshavos that the Kohen had to have while he was doing the Avoida, stating that not all of those machshavos were created equally. As it relates to the first two, what the Mishnah refers to as l'shem zevach and l'shem zoveach, the halacha was that in the event that the Kohen messed up with that machshava, it would on some level disqualify the carbon. Now, first things first, what does it mean, l'shem zevach, l'shem zeveach? L'shem zevach means that the avoida of the carbon has to be done with the kavana that you are bringing the carbon that you're actually bringing. So for example, if an oila is being brought, it has to be brought with the kavana of l'shem oila. If it's a chatas that's being brought, it has to be brought l'shem chatas. L'shem zeveach means that in the event that the Kohen is bringing Reuven's carbon, he has to have in mind that he's bringing Reuven's carbon. If he's bringing Shimon's carbon, he has to have in mind that he's bringing Shimon's carbon. The Mishnah said that in the event that the Kohen would mess up and the Kohen would have the wrong kavanah as it relates to l'shem zeveach or l'shem zeveach, or the way the Gemara refers to it as shinui kodesh or shinui bailim. Shinui kodesh means you messed up the kedusha of the carbon. You messed up on the l'shem zevach. Shinui bailim means you messed up on the bailim of the carbon. You messed up on the l'shem zevach. But either way, in the event that the kohen would mess up, so the halach is as follows: kol asvachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shman k'shem. As it relates to all karbonos, in the event that there's a mess up in the l'shem zevach or the l'shem zevach, the halach is that the carbon would be kosher. Ella, with the one exception, shaloi alu the bailim l'shem chayva, that the bailim would not fulfill whatever obligation he had to fulfill by bringing this carbon. So for example, if he made a neder that he's going to bring an oila, and now the oila was brought shaloi l'shma, he still would have to bring an oila. He can't satisfy his obligation to bring an oila with this oila that was brought shaloi l'shma. So the carbon itself is kosher. However, it's le'olu l'bayinim l'shem chayva. Now, if it's le'olu l'bayinim l'shem chayva, what does it mean? It's kosher. Yeah, anyways, I'm going to have to bring a new carbon. No, what it means is you could take the dam and you can spritz it on the Mizbeach. You could take the Emurim, you can burn them on the Mizbeach. You could take the Basar and you could eat it to the extent that the carbon was pasul. All those things would be off the table. So, kol asvachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shman k'sherim elu shaloi olu l'bayim l'shem chayva, with the exception of the carbon Pesach and the carbon Chatas. The Pesach and the Chatas are unique there in the event that there was a machshava shaloi l'shma. The halacha is going to be that those karbonos are actually going to be pasul. Mishnah mentioned the second shita, Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, who agreed with the Tanakama, kol asvachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shman k'sherim elu shaloi olu l'bayim l'shem chayv. Whereas the Tanakama has two exceptions, chutz min ha-pesach v'achatos. Rabbi Eliezer added a third, chutz min ha-pesach v'achatos v'ha-oshem. And this is Shitas Rabbi Eliezer and Kochim that always lumps chatos and oshem together, because what they have in common is they're both being brought al-chet. The third shita was Yosi ben Choyni, who is the Shitas ha-Tanakama. He just adds that just like the Pesach and the Chatos shaloi l'shma apostle, so too, if a Kaipen were doing Avoida of a different carbon, L'shem Pesach and L'shem Chatos, it would also be possible. And then finally, the fourth Shita was Shimon Achi Azaria, who said that the formulation is a little bit different. And the way we look at it is not, is it a Pesach or a Chatos or an Asham, or is it one of the other Karbanos? But the rule is that in the event that it was done Shalei L'shma, however, it was L'shem Gavoya Mehen, it was done L'shem something of a higher level of Kedusha. So for example, Kachim Kalim was being brought L'shem Kachim Kadashim, so then the halach is it's going to be Kasher. If, however, it was L'shem Namuch Mehen, Kachim Kadashim, for example, that's being brought L'shem Kachim Kalim, in that instance, it's going to be possible. So, on a Mishnah level, there were four Shitas. We mentioned the Ikur Shita throughout Masechta Zvachim is the first Shita. That's the Shita that the Rambam paskins, and that is Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchu Shaloi L'shman K'sherin Elo Shaloi Olu L'bailim L'shem Chayva Chutz Min HaPesach V'HaChatas. Now the Gemara on that Beis Amid Beis mentioned that Ravino once met Rapapa. And he told him, it's a chaval that you were not inside the Tchum on Shabbos, because Rava was darshaning in Beis Medrash, and he was on fire. In fact, he was Rami Mili Milius Malius Adadi. He was asking Gishmak Estiriz Vashonilu, and he was answering them. And as we mentioned yesterday, it wasn't just one stira that Rava asked and he said a teretz to, but it was a series of stiras that Rava asked that he said teretzim to. The first of which is the most prominent and is the one that we saw in yesterday's daf. What was the stira that Rava asked in yesterday's daf? He had a stira between Hilchis Kachim and Hilchis Gerishin, whether stoma is lishma or stoma is not lishma. There's a din lishma, that is the first sugi here in Masechta Tzvachim as it relates to Kachim. There's a din lishma when it comes to Gerishin, v'kas avlah, law lishma, ksivas again has to be lishma. What would be the halacha regarding stom? Rava had a raya that kachim stom is lishma. Rava had a raya that ksivas haget stomach would not be kilishma. That was the mili ma'al yisah that Rava asked. And Rava's teretz was that it's true. It's true there is a chilik between kachim and between gerishin. And the reason that there's a chilik is because as it relates to a carbon, being that bistama, it's a medas to be brought lishma, even if you don't have the kavana of lishma, it's kilishma andami. However, isha lav gerishin kaima, and as a result, bistama, it's not going to be lishma. Either way, that was very much the topic of yesterday's daf. That was something that we already went through. It was the first of the mili ma'al yisah that Rava asked and was miyashiv. Today's daf, we're going to pick up on a few more mili ma'al yisahs that Rava asked on. All me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, learning the halachas over here of lishma and shalei lishma regarding zvachim. Says the Gemara, su rami mili nusachriti. Rava, after he asked the stira of stama lishma between hilchis Kachim and Hilchis Gerish, and he asked another stira, and the stira was as false. Me, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Is it true that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Chatos Sheshachto L'Shem Oilo Psula, that if somebody would shechta Chatos L'Shem Oilo, it would be possible. Shachta L'Shem Chulin, however, Ksheir. But if somebody would shechta Chatos, and he would have in mind not L'Shem Oilo, rather L'Shem Chulin, it would be Kasha. Now, the way the Gemara brings it is as if Rav is saying, "Mi Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav." Is it true that Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said it? It's a rhetorical question. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said it. Now, where did he say it? So it's a Gemara later. The Kamon Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis. Rav is asking on him. Could it be that it's true? I'm about to ask Akasha. But first things first, what did Rabbi Yehuda say in the name of Rav? He said that a chatas that's brought l'shem oil is possible, but a chatas that's brought l'shem chulin is going to be kasha. Now the fact that a chatas that's brought l'shem oil is possible, that's easy, right? That's the Tanakam of our Mishnah. Kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shman k'sherim elu shaloi olu l'bailim l'shem chayva chutz min ha-pesach v'achatas. And we said the ikur Shita, the halacha is like the Tanakhama, so we know a chata shalei lishma is going to be possible. So a chata shalei oila is the first halacha in the Mishnah. It's possible why it's going to be possible. So really, what's Rabbi Yehuda Marav's chiddush? The second thing that he said, shachta l'shem chulin k'sher, that if somebody would bring a chata and he would have in mind not l'shem oila or l'shem shlamim or l'shem toida, but rather what he would have in mind is that he is shechting chulin. That's what he would have in mind. In that case, even though technically it's a it would be kasha. So said Rava, what would be pshat in such a chiddush? Alma, probably, Rav must hold the mina machra, but the lab mina loy machra. Now this svara is going to baglite us through the entire daf. So we just have to get the least words of the svara. And that is, Rav must be of the opinion that the only way you could be machriv something is if the machriv is the same min as the thing that it's coming to be machriv. The destroyer has to be of the same min as the destroyee. If, however, the destroyer is not as the same min as a destroyee, it's enoi minoi, it wouldn't be able to be machriv. Rav Mos told that the only time you could have a machshava, shaloi l'shma, that's going to passel an avoid, that's going to passel a carbon, is if the machshava, at the very least, is of the same min, it's meyanyana, it's in the same ballpark as the thing that it is you're doing. So you're bringing a chatas and you're thinking oila, chatas klapi oila is considered mina. Why? It's very much me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan, they're both kachin. As opposed to chulin is no shaykhis to kachin, right? And as a result, it's a lav mina. So Rab must be of the opinion that even though machshava shaloi l'shma ba'at carbon chatas passels the carbon, but probably the mina machriba, the lav mina loy machriba. But as Rava, this is the mili ma'al yisa that he has. Remini, I'll ask you a kasha from Mishnah in Mesechtes Gittin. Kol ha'get shenichlev shaloi l'shem isha passel. Any get that was written shaloi l'shem isha is going to be passel, right? Sifas ha'get has to be l'shma. The halach is that even if the sefer would write the get l'shem in oivedes keichav, meaning l'shaloi l'shma, but the woman that he had in mind was a non-Jewish woman, even then it's going to be possible. What's the kasha? In oivedes keichav and klapi gerishin is a lav mina, and the reason is because she's ain't a b'teres gittev kedushin. So she's ain't a b'teres gittev kedushin. She can't get married. She can't get divorced. I'll Dine Yisrael, right? Kedas Moshe Yisrael. So if that's the case, L'chayre the Oivedes Koychavim to the Get Isha is like the Machshava of L'shem Chulin to Zvachim. And if Rav is of the opinion that Chatas, which Shaloi L'shma is possible, Abba L'shem Chulin's Ksheira, why? Because the Lav Mina Loi Machriba, well, how does it stem with the fact that Ksiva Saget that would be written L'shem Oivedes Koychavim, which is a Lav Mina, would be possible? You see, the Lav Mina is Machriba. Vashani, what was Rav's terror? It's very Gishma. Get, when it comes to a Get, Dal Oivedes Koychavim Mine. Forget about the Machshava of Oivedes Koychavim. Have a lay stomach. What you're left with is a stomach, a stomach puzzle. When it comes to Get Isha, that was yesterday's. That stum is going to be possible. Kachim, however, when it comes to kachim, dal chulim inayil. If you take away the machshava of chulim, what are you left with? Have a lay stum, you're going to be left with a stomach. The stomach sherim, the stomach is going to be kasha. And the way Rashi explains, Rava said that Rav must be of the opinion that if you have a machshava that's a machshava of chulim, being that it's a delav mina, so a delav mina is as if you didn't have the machshava at all. Miri Rav subscribes to the svara of the mina machriba, the lav mina loy machriba. But what does it mean, the lav mina loy machriba? It means that it's not a machshava apizelis. Okay, so if you don't have a machshava apizelis, what do you have? What you have is nothing, right? You have a stomach. Meaning, you didn't have the right machshava, obviously. You're bringing the carbon l'shem chulin. You didn't bring it l'shem the carbon. You're writing the get l'shem ayvedes kechavin, not l'shem this isha. So, good. The lav mina loy machriba. So that machshava in and of itself doesn't have the ability to disqualify. So what are you left with? What you're left with is no machshava. If you're left with no machshava, essentially what you have is stomach. Oh, when it comes to zvachim, the lach is stomach is kilushma. When it comes to gerishin, stomach is lav kilushma. That's why chatos l'shem chulin's ksheira, because the mina machriba. So it's not considered a machshava of shaloi l'shma. If it's not considered a machshava of shaloi l'shma, you didn't have a machshava of l'shma. You also didn't have a machshava of shaloi l'shma. What do you mean? I thought l'shem chulin. No, because l'av mina l'machriba. So you left with it stuck. Stam is going to be kosher. When it comes to gerishin, the machshava of l'shem avedes kechavim again is a machshava that is not a machshava apiselis, because by gerishin too the mina machriba, the lav mina loy machriba. But what you're left with is with a stomach, because you didn't have the machshava lishma, you didn't have a machshava shaloi lishma. Aye, what do you mean? You did have a machshava shaloi lishma. No, the lav mina loy machriba. You left with a stomach. Stomach is going to be possible. So really, the reason that a chatas l'shem chulin is kosher, yet when it comes to get afilu l'shem avedes kechavim is going to be possible, because both of those cases are viewed as being stomachs, and really the chilik lies in yesterday's daf. Then when it comes to Zvachim, Stama is Kilishma. When it comes to Gerishin, Stama is not Kilishma. But one thing is clear. Rav has an opinion, a Chiddush, and that is the Mina Machrivba, the Lav Mina Loi Machrivba. And we see that this is not only a Svara when it comes to Kachim, it's a Svara when it comes to Ksivas Aged as well. The Gemara now is going to ask another Kasha. This is another one of Rav's theories, and we're going to see that this idea of the Mina Machrivba, the Lav Mina Loi Machrivba, is really a very global Svara. And it's something that could be applied to many Sugyas Ashas. The Gemara now is going to pull one out, Mamish, from Yene Ekdal. Says the Gemara. For Rav Mul Sachriti. Rav asked another stira. Mi Amar Rav Yudam Rav. Is it true that Rav Yudam said in the name of Rav Chatos Shachtel L'Shem Eilu B'Sul Shachtel L'Shem Chulun K'sheiro? That if somebody would bring a Chatos L'Shem Eilu would be possible, right? That's the first halach of the Mishnah. But if you would bring L'Shem Chulun would be kosher. Alma, you see that Rav is of the opinion that Mina Machra, but Lamida Loi Machra. But right, obviously, this svar of the Lamida Loi Machra, but like we just mentioned, so what's the kasha? Vatanya, we learned in a braisa. It says Toichoi, V'Loi Toich Toichoi. Vafilu kli shetef matzel. This is the kasha. So, what does it mean, toichoi? What does it mean, toich toichoi? What's a kli shetef? What's the background? So, for this, we need a tiny bit of an introduction. And that is, the pasuk says, v'chol kli cheres, any earthenware keli, ashe yipol mehem el toichoi, kol ashe besoichoi yitma, v'oisoi sishbayr. So, if you have a kli cheres, and one of the Shmoyne Shratzim falls into the Kli Cheres, anything that's inside the Kli Cheres is going to be Tame. There's no way to be Metairet. You have no choice but to go ahead and destroy it. So we know when it comes to the laws of Tumah V'Tahira, not all Kalim were created equally. Right? A Kli Cheres has its Shulchan Aruch. A Kli Eitz has its Shulchan Aruch. Kli Matches has its Shulchan Aruch. This Pasuk is talking specifically about a Kli Cheres. And the Torah says that the way a Kli Cheres becomes Tameh and the way a Kli Cheres conveys Tumah is in a very mechudesh degoe. It happens through the inside of the keli. V'chol Kli Cheres, asha yipa mehem el toichoi. It happens in the toich of the Kli Cheres. Kol asha besoichoi. Whatever's inside the Kli Cheres, yitma is going to be Tameh. In other words, the way a Kli Cheres becomes Tameh is if something Tamei falls inside the Kli Cheres, as opposed to what? In the event something Tamei would simply touch the Kli Cheres from the outside, what's referred to in Chazal as Migaboy, right, from the back, from behind it, then it wouldn't be Tamei. The only time the Kli would become Tamei is if the Dover Tamei, such as the Sheretz, would fall inside the actual Kli. Now, one of the Chidushim is that it actually doesn't even have to land in the Kli, as long as it's Besoichai. Besoichai sounds like it's in the ear space of the Kli. That in and of itself would be enough for it to be Tamei. The same works in the reverse. If you have a Kli Cheres that is Tamei now, in the event that something Tar would fall into the ear space of the Kli Cheres, the halach is, now that it's toichai of the Kli Cheres, it would be tameh. So a Kli Cheres becomes tameh when something tameh lands in the ear space of the Kli Cheres. That's the only way it becomes tameh. And a Kli Cheres transmits tumah weiter when something tahar falls into the toichai, it falls into the ear space of that Kli Cheres. That is tameh. Says the Braisa, that from the fact that the Torah said toichoi, we learn toichoi, v'loi toich toichoi. The only time the halach is that if something would fall into the ear space of a Kli Cheres that's Tameh, that thing would now become Tameh, would be true if it fell literally into the ear space of the Kli Cheres. But what would be if it fell into the ear space of something that's inside the Kli Cheres? So it's not toichoi, it's toich toichoi. It's not lefnim, it's lefnag lefnim. Meaning it's technically inside the mechitzas of the Kli Cheres, but it's inside a Kli that's inside the Kli Cheres. The Torah says toichai, and from there we learn toichai v'loi toich toichai. See at the end of the daf, it's actually a drasha that's being learned from an extra mention of the word toichai. We'll get to that. But the point is, from toichai v'loi toich toichai, we learn that in the event that this Dover Tahar would fall not into the ear space of the actual Kli Cheres, but into the ear space of something that's inside the Kli Cheres, the halacha is that that thing would be Tahar. Now, Rashi speaks out that the only time this is true is if the inner Keli is taller, it's a little bit higher than the outer Keli. So if the Kli Cheres that's Tameh is 1 foot tall, and there's a Keli that's inside that's 1.5 feet tall, so that's when this halacha would be true. If, however, the inner Keli would be the same size as the outer Keli, or if it would be smaller, so then we would view that as being submerged inside the outer Keli, and even something that's inside the inner Keli would be viewed as being inside the outer Keli, right? And therefore would be considered Teich, not Teich Teich. The only time it's considered Teich Teich, the only time that inner Keli creates its own little zip code, its own little mechitza, is if it's a keli, but not just it's a keli, it has to be taller than the outer keli. The Braisa continued and said, "Va'afilu kli shetef matzel." That this halach is true, not only if the inner keli is a kli cheres, but even if the inner keli was a kli shetef. Now, what does Kli Shetef have to do with a Keli that's not a Kli Cheres, right? We're saying, I feel a Kli Shetef, not only a Kli Cheres, even a Kli Shetef. Because what does it mean, Shetef? Shetef means to rinse, right? L'shtoif, it means Shtifa, Shtifa Mariko, we saw in the end of Masach Savoy Dazar. Right, it means to rinse. A Kli Cheres, you can't be Toivel in a Mikvah. The Torah says, V'oisai Sishbayru, the only option you have is to destroy it. As opposed to the other Kelim, which have Tyre in a Mikvah, so they're known as Kli Shetef because there's always the option of cleaning it. There's always the option of rinsing it. But says the Mishnah, this halacha of Toicha V'loi Toich Toich is not only true if the inner keli is a kli cheres, but afilu kli shetef matzel. Even if the inner keli is going to be an eitz, it's going to be matzes, it's going to be something that you can rinse, it's not cheres, even then it's going to be matzel. Now, what's the chiddush? Afilu kli shetef matzel. I mean, if the kli cheres makes it that it should be not toichai, but rather toich toichai, so why shouldn't kli shetef do the same thing? So Rashi says there's a big chiddush. And the chiddush is as follows. Because a kli cheres has a unique halacha, that the only time it becomes tameh is if the davar shel tumah lands inside of it. It can't become tameh migabay, right? If you touch the kli cheres from the outside, it doesn't become tameh. But that's only true for a kli cheres. As it relates to shar kelim, they can be tameh through gabay, right? Doesn't matter if the tumah lands inside or if it hits it from the outside. Either way, it's going to be tumah. So really, this is a very big chiddush that the kli shetef is matzel. The reason is because you would think that if the kli shetef falls inside the kli cheres, so now the kli shetef is inside the kli cheres, it itself should become tumah. Why? Because it is inside the kli cheres, and the kli cheres is metame anything that's inside of it. And right now you have this kli shetef inside of it. Now you're going to tell me the inside of the kli shetef is not what's inside the kli cheres, it's the outside of the kli shetef that's inside the kli cheres. Who cares? Shar kelim are nitma afilu migabay, right? It's only kli cheres that doesn't become that way. So you would think that the kli shetef should become tame, and once the kli shetef is tame, it'll be metame whatever landed inside of it. Kamash malon afilu kli shetef matzel, and the reason for this is because although it's true kli cheres has the ability to be metame kolach b'soichay, but the zegzeres hakosef it's only metame oichlim u'mashkim, it's not metame kelim. So being that it's not metame kelim, so therefore the kli shetef that's inside the kli cheres is not going to become tame, and therefore it's not going to be metame what's inside of it. But here's the bottom line. And Achma, what's the Bryce is saying? The Bryce is talking about a kli cheres, where there's a special gzeres hakasov that a kli cheres becomes tamei mitoichoi and it's mitama mitoichoi. So what would be if you have a kli cheres that's tamei and now something fell inside of it, even if it doesn't land, even if it's only in the ear space? The Torah says kol asher b'soicha yitma, it's going to be tamei. But we darshin from an extra toichoi in this pasuk, toichoi v'loi toich toichoi, only if it's mamish inside the kli. But if it's in a keli that's inside the keli, so then we don't view it as being toichoi, we view it as being toich toichoi, it's actually not going to be tamei. And not only if that inner keli is a kli cheres, where the kli cheres itself can't become tameh because it's not nitma migaba, so we say that the food that landed in the inner kli cheres is toich toich, it's not toich. And you can't say that the klicheres itself became tummy from the other klicheres, and now it's inside the klicheres that's tummy. Why not? Because the klicheres is not nitma migaba. But even if it was a klishetef, where technically you would think that the klishetef could become tummy itself. Forget about the toich toich shabai. But in it itself is a miyuchas to become tummy. Why? Because it's nitma migaba. So now let it go and be metama what's inside of it. Afilu hachi, that lach is not. And the reason is because the klicheres is metama kolach b'soichei oichel namashkin, but it's not metama kelim. A little bit of tyrus here. But what's the bottom line? What in the world does this have to do with a chatos that was shachtel l'shem chuvin? Says Rava, I have one problem with this halacha. You know what my problem is? How could a kli shetef go and be machriv the toichai of the kli cheres? It's einay minay of the kli cheres. Come again? Yeah, because essentially what we're saying is you have a kli cheres and the kli cheres has a toich with tremendous dinim, but the kli shetef that's inside of it, it's its own little institution. Granted, it's taller than the kli cheres beseder, okay, it meets the technical criteria, checks off all the prerequisite boxes, but the bottom line is, it has the ability right now to go and to be machriv the status of the kli cheres, so that the thing that landed inside the kli shetef is not considered to have landed inside the kli cheres. Now, the kli shetef is not the same min as the kli cheres, and afilu achi see it has the ability to be machriv, the metzias of the toichai of the kli cheres. So you say meres, even something that's einay mini has the ability to be machriv. So this was another one of the mili malyas that Rava bombed away with. He said, "Me Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Is it true Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav Chatos? She shachtel l'shem chulam is going to be kosher. Alma demir machrav loy miroloy machrava. How come when it comes to a kli cheres, you see that the kli shetef has the ability to go ahead and to be matzel, to be machr of the kli cheres, the kli shetef and the kli cheres are two different meaning. Vashani and Rava answered this kasha. He said, "Asu chulam etzel kachim ke mechitza etzel taner." That Rav Yehuda Amirav must have viewed chulin etzel kachim not like a kli shetef etzel kli cheres, but rather ke mechitza etzel taner. And ma mechitza etzel taner le mehanyu leklal, just like if you would have a taner. A tanner that was made of earthenware. And you would put a mechitza. How much a mechitza? Think of a mechitza in shul. I don't know. You put a mechitza right now. Some sort of separation inside the tanner. The halacha is, it would be like mehanya leklal. Meaning, in the event that something would fall on one side of the mechitza, it would not be considered as if it's not on the other side of the mechitza. So, for example, if you have a sheretz on one side of the mechitza, you wouldn't say, oh, but this fell on the other side of the mechitza, or whatever exactly the case might be. But the bottom line is, the mechitza itself would not be viewed as a hefsik inside the tanner, and we would still view the tanner as one big tanner. Meaning, in as much as it's true that a kli shetef is matzel in a kli cheres, and it creates its own little entity inside the kli cheres, but a mechitza does not have the ability to do that. Rabbi Huda Marab must have felt that af chulin etzel kachem lemahani lekal, that chulin etzel kachem is treated like a mechitza. In other words, Rabbi Huda Marab held that if you want to draw a parallel between the kli cheres to kachim and chulin, the parallel is not going to be that kachim is to chulin like the kli shetev is to the kli cheres, but rather kachim is to chulin like the kli cheres would be to the mechitza. And by the mechitza, the halach is, we takis say, the mechitza doesn't have an ability to be machriv, the status of the kli cheres. Why? Because the lav mina loy machriva. So if that's the case, not only is it not a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda Merav Faket, Rabbi Yehuda Merav sees support from the laws of kli cheres to his halacha. Because you see already this concept of the mina machriva, the lav mina loy machriva. Now, what would be the reason that a kli shetev to a kli cheres would be more min, as opposed to the kli cheres and the mechitza would be considered ein min? The teretz is pasha, because a kli shetev and a kli cheres, at the end of the day, they're both kelim. And being that they're both kelim, so you view them as being one and the same. As opposed to a tanner, which is a keli, and a mechitza, which is merely a board, it's really a mechitza. So those are different, and that's why it's considered a lav mina, and that's why it doesn't have the ability to be machriv. But the point is, kachim and chulin are mamish different. They're not like two kelim. Right? You know what would be two kelim? A chatas and an oila. Two different types of karbonis. This is a kli cheres. This is a kli shetef. Kachim and chulin are completely different things. In the same vein, you have the kli cheres and the mechitza are two completely different things. And when it comes to the kli cheres and the mechitza, what's the halacha? The lav mina is taka, not machriv. And if that's the case, not only is there not a kasha, said Rava, from Yudam Arav, from the halacha of kli cheres, in fact, is it right? Now, what is the makar to this idea? That when it comes to a mechitza does not have the ability to be mafsik of kli cheres, the tanan, it's an afana, mishnah, in the eighth parak of Masechtas Kelim, tanish achatz to minasar. Somebody had a tanner, so he had an earthenware oven, and he made a mechitza. The mechitza was made of boards, maybe a reis, or the mechitza was made of kurtz. And there was a sheretz on one side. Hakol tami. Even things that are on the other side of the mechitza is going to be considered tami. Why? Because again, the mechitza and the urea does not have the ability to be machriv the status of the tanner. It's still going to be considered one big tanner. Kiveres shehi pechusa. What would be if somebody had a basket, and it was like a wicker basket, and the basket had some holes in it. Now, a kiveres literally is a beehive, but we're not talking about a beehive. We're talking about a basket. We're referring to it as a beehive because it was like shaped like a beehive. But the bottom line is you have this kiveres that had a hole in it, upkuka bakash, and then you stuffed it with straw. So right now it's whole. Umishul sheles la'avar hataner, and it's being suspended right now. This kiveres is into the ear space of the tanner that's made of kheres, sheretz betoich, in the event that there's a sheretz inside this kiveres, hatanner tamid, the tanner is going to be torn. Sheretz betanner, if there's a sheretz inside the tanner, oichlin shebetoich tamid. Then if there was oichlin inside this kiveres, the oichlin are going to be tamid. And the reason is because this kiveres is like the mechitza, it doesn't have the ability to create a matzav of toich toichai, it doesn't have the ability to create any hefsek inside this tana. Now, this is a little bit interesting. Why not? The kiveres sounds like it's a keli, right? So if it's a keli, why doesn't it have the ability to be chaytze? I mean, the pishlam, the mechitza, the urea, that's all it is. It's just a curtain, right? It's just a cubicle. It's not a farting a keli. But this kiveres sounds like it's a keli. What's the difference if you put a klicheres, a klishetef inside, or if you put a kiveres inside? The answer is because it's a kiveres shi pchusa. It's because this kiveres had a hole in it. And afterwards, it was stuffed. Upkuka bekash. Once it gets a hole, it loses its status as a keli. Even if afterwards you pkuka bekash, even if afterwards you plug it, it doesn't matter. It still loses its status as a keli. But here's the bottom line. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah was clear that in the event that there was a mechitza, whether it was made of boards, it was made of curtains, or even if you had this kiveres that was pchusa, upkuka bekash, that loses its status as being a keli. What's the halacha? The halacha is it is not considered a mechitza, but rather if there's a sheretz b'makom echad, hakol tameh. And if there's a sheretz inside the kiveres, hakol tameh. Or if the klicheres is tameh and there's oichlin inside the kiveres, hakol tameh. And the reason is because a mechitza does not have the ability to be chaytza. Why? Because we're saying because it's lav mina of the klicheres and lav mina is leimachrima. Now the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says Rabbi Eliezer matar. Rabbi Eliezer said that in these cases it's actually going to be tar. Meaning a mechitza does have the ability to be machrev a klicheres. I'm Rabbi Eliezer said, I'll tell you how I know this. Kal v'chaim. I know from kal v'chaim. Hitzel b'meis hachamad leitatzel b'klicheres achal. Because what's the halacha when it comes to a mace? So we know a mace is unique in that it's metame ba'oil. So anything that's inside the oil in the mace becomes tame. Stating that if you have a mechitza, the mechitza is mafsik an oil, right? It's mafsik a room, and says that if the mace is on one side of the mechitza, if you're on the other side of the mechitza, then you're not going to be tame. Now, tumas mace is the most chomer digatuma, right? It's more tame than tumas sheretz that's falling into a klicheres. And you see that a mechitza is matzel, or what does it mean? It's matzel, protects against tumah when it comes to tumas mace. So in hitzel, so Rabbi Eliezer said, there's no way in the world that a mechitza is not going to be considered a machzik when it comes to klicheres, because you see mechitzas work when it comes to tumas meis, which is way more chomer. So hitzel b'meis achomer leitatzel b'klicheres achal. Amar loy, so the chachamim told him, loy im hitzel b'meis achomer shekein chaluka oyalim. Could be when it comes to a meis, the reason the mechitza works is because a mechitza in a room is a real thing, right? People put mechitzas in rooms sometimes, right? That's what a mechitza is. Oh, but tatzel b'klicheres achal shein chalukim b'yholin. Nobody ever puts a mechitza inside a tanner, meaning a mechitza inside a room is a natural thing. Being that it's natural, so it takes one big room, it divides it into two smaller rooms. So now that it's two smaller rooms, it's going to impact tumas oil. If something's on the other side of the mechitza, there's no reason it should be tame. However, when it comes to a klicheres, to put a mechitza inside a klicheres is completely unnatural. And being that it's unnatural, so therefore it doesn't have the ability to be mafsik. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line is, said the Rabbanit, Rabbi Eliezer, I hear you, Kal v'chaymer, you're telling me mechitza is considered a matzel when it comes to Tomas Meis, which is more chomer. You think Kal v'chaymer when it comes to a klicheres, it's true, but it's not about chomer or kal. It's based on logic. A mechitza is a thing in a room. Even if you're dealing with a Toma Chamura, such as Tomas Meis, a mechitz is not a thing inside a klicheres. I mean that a mechitz is not a thing inside a klicheres. So even though you're dealing with a Toma that's more kal, afilu hachi, it's not going to be chayt. So let's just hit the pause button, come up for breath for one sec, because the Gemara is going to follow through with this cheshbon all the way till the end of the daf. So again, we're dealing here with the third stira, the second of the day, but the third, if we're keeping score from yesterday, stira that Rava asked. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that even though a chata sheshachta l'shem oil was possible, but l'shem chulim is going to be kasha. And it's based on a din, a svara. The mina machreba, the loy mina loy machreba. And Rav said, I have a kasha from the laws of klicheres. Because by klicheres, the halach is that anything that falls inside the klicheres, that's tame, becomes tame. But it says besoicha, and we learn from there, besoicha v'loy toich toicha. If it falls inside a keli, that's inside the keli. As long as the inner keli was taller, so the halach is, it's not considered to be toichai, it's toichai is going to be okay. And this halach is true regardless of whether the inner keli is a klicheres or the inner keli is a klishetef. Said Rava, I don't understand. If the inner keli is a klishetef, it has the ability to be matzel from the klicheres that's tame, to say that anything that's inside of it is protected, it's going to be tar. How could a klishetef being matzel from a Kli Cheres. Essentially, what it's doing is it's being machriv. It's destroying the status of the Kli Cheres. It's saying that even though you're technically inside the borders of the Kli Cheres, but no, you're in some safe harbor right now. You're in the Kli Shetef that's inside the Kli Cheres. L'chayra, how could it do that? It's a enay minoy. Kli Shetef and Kli Cheres are not the same min. The mina machriv, but the mina loy machriv. And Rav's teretz was, you have to say that Rav felt that a Kli Shetef and a Kli Cheres, in as much as they're so different regarding so many halachas, but really, when it comes to this halacha, we view them as being the same. Because at the end of the day, they're both keilim. In fact, if you want a comparable to the laws of Kli Cheres, to Rav Yehuda Marav, it would be not a Kli Shetef that's inside a Kli Cheres, it would be a mechitza that was put inside a Kli Cheres, such as a mechitza that was put inside a Tana. And there we have a Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? That Tana shechatzitzu min esarin, oy b'yiriyos, v'nim tzesheretz b'makim echad, hakol tome. And the reason is because the mechitza doesn't have the ability to partition, literally, the Tana. And the reason is because a mechitza klapi a keli is enay minay. And the mina machiv, the so not only is there no kasha on Rav Yehuda Marav from this sugya, there's actually support, there's a raya to Rav Yehuda Marav from this sugya. But if you're holding cheshbon, this only works according to the Chacham, who hold that a mechitza is not mafsik or Kli Cheres when it comes to the laws of Tumas Kli Cheres. Must be because it's lav mina, the lav mina loy machriba. But the Mishnah mentioned Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer metaher. He had a kavah chaymer. Hitzavu meis hacham leitatzel the kli cheres laka. Meaning, according to Rabbi Eliezer, not only is a kli shetef matzel from a kli cheres, but a mechitza is also matzel from a kli cheres. Now, a mechitza is lav mina, and afilu hachi it's machriv. So what's the kasha? Ha, teinach zok the Gemara. 3 lines from the top of Gimel Amud Beis Rabbanon. This is all good, according to the Rabbanon, who hold that a Kli Shetef is matzel, but a mechitza is not matzel. So it stems very beautifully with Rav. The Kli Shetef is matzel because it's takamino klapit the Kli Cheres, they're both kelim. The mechitza is not matzel because it's considered lavmina. Lavmina is loy machriba, like Rav said, chatas l'shem chulim, which is taka lav mina, is not machriv. Oh, but Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that even a mechitza is matzel, even though it's lav mina, ma yikulam emar, what are you going to say? Meaning, is there a way to shtim Rav with Rabbi Eliezer? Now, first glance, you would say, Rav has to shtim with Rabbi Eliezer? So the answer is no. The way Rashi explains the kasha, this is the niggun of the kasha. Leima de Rav tanoi? Meaning, are we forced to say that Rav's halacha is really tali in a machlekes tanoi? Is there no way to make Rav shtim with Rabbi Eliezer? Maybe there is a way. So the Gemara says there is a way. Because Rabbi Eliezer kavachayma kamar. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer la'olam could be holds of the svar, the mina machriba, the lav mina loy machriba. If so, why would Rabbi Eliezer hold that a mechitza could be matzel in a kli cheres? The mechitza klapa the kli cheres is lav mina. The reason is because he has a kal v'chomer. Im hitzel b'meis hachomer, loy tatzel b'kli cheres hakal, and enochinami, to the extent that there's a kal v'chomer, the kal v'chomer is able to override the svar, the mina machriba, the loy mina loy machriba. So lo'olam Rav kitchtim with the Rabbanon, Rav kitchtim with Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbanon, it's Pashat Ishtim's with. The Rabbanon are saying, L'chura, what Rav is saying. And that is, Demina Machraba, a Kli Shetef even, could be matzel from a Kli Cheres, but the La Mina Loi Matzaba, a Mechitza would not be able to be matzel. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that a Mechitza could be matzel, Be'etzem, in Kala Terakula, wherever else it would be Negea to apply this far, such as Chatas L'Shem Chulin, would agree with the concept of the Lav Mina Loi Machriba. Dafke here, because it's a Kal V'chaymer, he holds differently. But the Gemara says, Ihochi Eibazoi. Eibazoi what? That even though there's a Svara, the Mina Machriba, the Loi Mina Loi Machriba, but to the extent that there's a Kal V'chaymer, the Kal V'chaymer would trump, it would oiker, it would override, it would be doicha, the Svara of the Mina Machriba, the Loi Mina Loi Machriba, as Hasam Nami Lema Kal V'chaymer, when it comes to Chatas L'Shem Chulin, Rav Salacha, where Rav said the din of the Mina Machriba, the Loi Mina Loi Machriba, there too, there seems to be a Kal V'chaymer to be had, and if you're telling me Kal V'chomer overrides the Svara, then it should override the Svara. Now, what would be the Kal V'chomer of Chatas L'Shem Chulin? Says the Gemara, Pash the Kal V'chomer, Kachim Mechalim, Kachim, Chulin Loi, Kalshken. You would think that in the world of a Machshava Shalei L'Shma, a Machshava L'Shem Chulin should be worse than a Machshava L'Shem Kachim, albeit a different carbon. And if Chatas L'Shem Oil is possible, then Kal V'chomer Chatas L'Shem Chulin should be possible. The teretz is the mina machriba, the loy mina loy machriba. But if you're going to tell me the kal v'chomer overrides it, then l'chura it should override it. Elamai, there's no way to shtim Rav with Rabbi Eliezer, because you
see that Rav holds the mina machrba, the loy mina loy machrba, even b'makom kal v'chayvah. The Gemara is eitza to make Rav Shem with Rabbi Eliezer was. The Rabbi Eliezer is maskim to the svar the mina machrba, loy mina loy machrba. Nor vas the kal v'chayvah is going to override it. In Rabbi Eliezer's case is a kal v'chayvah. In Rav's case is no kal v'chayvah. But the Gemara is saying it's not true. In Rav's case is a kal v'chayvah as well. And afilu hachi, you see Rav holds the mina machrba, the loy mina loy machrba. That means this svar in the world of Rav is even better than a kal v'chayvah. You for sure see in Rabbi Eliezer's world that that's not the case. So again, we come back to where we were. Lema de Rav Tanoihi, but the Gemara says no. It's still not muchach that Rav is Tanoihi, meaning it's pasha Rav could shtim with the Rabbanon, and la'olam, I can make Rav shtim with Rabbi Eliezer as well. It certainly doesn't shtim. Rav says the mina machrba, the loy mina loy machrba, even kenega the kal v'chayme, and Rabbi Eliezer at the very least holds that you don't say the mina machrba, the loy mina loy machrba when you're going up against the kal v'chayme. I can tell you that Rabbi Eliezer will say, time of the Rav, Rabbi Lazar. Maybe Pshat and Rav is different than the way we understood Rav up until this point. But rather, time of the Rav is the way Rabbi Lazar, the Amor, explained Rav. The Amor, Rabbi Lazar said, my time of the Rav, what's Pshat and Rav? Because the Pasuk says, V'lo yichalul was kochim b'nei Yisrael, Eisa asha yarimu l'Hashem. And from this Pasuk, Rav darshan, kochim mechalulim kochim, the Ein Chulin, Michal and Kachin. In other words, the side of Shitas Rav is based on a Gzeres HaKosov, it's not based on a Svar. And if it's based on a Gzeres HaKosov and it's not based on a Svar, so it's Pashat, this has nothing to do with Rabbi Eliezer's Halacha, because in Rabbi Eliezer's case, where you're dealing with a mechitza, being machrev a klicheres, there's no gzeres hakasav. And being that there's no gzeres hakasav, so it's over there that Rabbi Eliezer said is halach. Here, however, there was a gzeres hakasav that kachem mechal and kachem eichul and mechal and kachem, even Rabbi Eliezer would be moida, that the halacha would be that chatos l'shem chulin, the halacha is going to be kosher. So again, chatos l'shem chulin kosher, the Gemara understood initially is based on a reina svara of the mina machrba, the loy mina loy machrba, in which case we can make it shtim with the shitas achachomim and the sugya klicheres. We can't make it shtim with shitas Rabbi Eliezer. What the Gemara is saying is it's not a pashat svara, and really it's rooted in a pasuk. V'lo yichalu es kachem b'nei Yisrael eis asher yarimu l'Hashem. If that's the case, really, it has nothing to do with the sugya of klicheres. Klicheres is a svara diga sugya. Here we're dealing with a gzeres hakasav. Being that we're dealing with a gzeres hakasav, so it's pashit that everybody in klicheres could either hold or not hold with Rav. But there's no reason to say that Rav is totally in a machloikis tanam. There's no reason to say Rav has anything to do with that machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the chacham. But the Gemara just continues with the cheshbon a little bit. The Gemara says, Alma, what do you see from here? Asakra afke mikal v'chayn. One thing you for sure see Rav holds, and that is that even though in Svara it would have made sense to say that kachim mechalin kachim chulin like koshkein, that if a chatas l'shem oil is going to be a machshava apiselas, certainly a chatas l'shem chulin should be a machshava apiselas. Narvas l'umas that there's a gzeres hakasov, a pasuk that says v'lei chaluetz kachim b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu l'Hashem, meaning the pasuk overrides the kal v'chayn. You have a kra on the one hand, you have a kal v'chaymer on the other hand. Also kra afke mi kal v'chaymer. Tain is the Gemara. If at the end of the day, that for sure you see in Rav, I still think you can argue that Rav won't be able to shtim with Rabbi Eliezer. The reason is because hachanami, when it comes to klicheres, leisi toichoy lafke v'kal v'chaymer, there should be a pasuk Toichai, that should be mafkir from the kal v'chaymer. And Rabbi Eliezer should hold, because of the pasuk of Toichai, that a mechitza has no ability to be matzah from a klicheres. So first of all, what's this pasuk of Toichai? So we saw right in the beginning of the sugya that it says in the Torah, in the parish of klicheres, Toichai, meaning kol asher besoichai yitma, and we learn from there Toichai, v'loi toich Toichai. Now it's going to be a little clearer at the very end of the daf that this drosh of toichai v'loi toich toichai, we're not just being mefarish to pasuk. There's a drosh to be had over here. There's something miutar, there's something extra, and because of that something extra, we're darshaning. And really what we're darshaning is dafke toichai, but not toich toichai. Meaning if the keli inside the keli, and the sheretz is inside the inner keli, or the keli, the outer one is tameh, and you have the oichle now inside the inner keli, that lach is that it's not going to transmit because it's not toichai, rather it's toich toichai. From the fact that we have a drosh of toich toichai, it almost sounds like the Torah is telling you meforish that a mechitza is not matzel. Because if a mechitza is matzel, every toich toichai, what do I need the fact that it's toich toichai, kepeklei, the inner keli is like gara from a mechitza. And if a mechitza has the ability to be matzel, then fashteitzach, the inner keli, would be matzel. And it sounds like, no, the reason the inner keli is matzel is because it created a new toich. Why do I need to create a new toich? All I need is a mechitza. And if I have a mechitza, then in and of itself would be enough. So really, the pasuk of toich toichai sounds like it's saying two things. Number one, an inner keli is matzel. Number two, a mechitza is not matzel. Yet, Rebbe Eliezer holds that a mechitza is matzel. Now, why does Rebbe Eliezer hold a mechitza is matzel? It's based on the Kal v'Chomer. Im hitzel b'meis hachomer, lo yitatzel b'klicheres hakal. I know, but I have a pasuk. So it sounds like Rebbe Eliezer must hold that when there's a Kal v'Chomer connected to pasuk, the Kal v'Chomer overrides the pasuk, which is fakeret, 180 degrees from what Rav said. Because Rav said when you have a Kal v'Chomer going up against the pasuk, chulin or chatos l'shem chulin, Kal v'Chomer said should be a machshav apiseles. But the pasuk says it should not be a machshav apiseles. What do we say? The pasuk overrides the Kal v'Chomer. The time is the Gemara. At the end of the day, even if you want to tell me that time of the Rav has nothing to do with the Svara, and based on that it has no sheiches to the machlokes Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim and the sugi of toich, it's not true. It's still there. Very much has a shaykhis. The reason it still very much has a shaykhis is because at the end of the day, it boils down to a principle that still has global ramifications. And that is Kal v'Chomer on the one hand, Kra on the other hand, also Kra afkim and Kal v'Chomer. And you see Mefurish from Rebbe Eliezer holds not the way. Now, you don't see it in the Rabbanan. It's a Ravka for sure, Shtim with the Rabbanan. But again, the Nigun of the Kashua is Lemid the Rav Tanoihi. Should we still say Rav Tanoihi? Now, Chatchila the Gemara thought Lemid the Rav Tanoihi because the Gemara thought Time of the Rav is the Svar, the Minim Achr, the Lemid Eloi Machr, and you see from Rebbe Eliezer not that way. Now, the Lema Rav Tanoi is for a different reason. Because Rav seems to hold Asikra Afkim Kal v'Chomer, and Rebbe Eliezer seems to hold, you don't say Asikra Afkim Kal v'Chomer, but the Gemara says no. It could be Rebbe Eliezer would be moided to Rav. That Asikra Afkim Kal v'Chomer. And it's for that reason, even though there's a Kal v'Chomer that would suggest that Chatos L'Shem Chulin should be Pasul, but Asikra Afkim Kal v'Chomer. And to the extent that there was a Pasik when it comes to Toich V'Loi Toich Toich to tell me that a Mechitza shouldn't be Matzel, Rebbe Eliezer would be moided. But Rebbe Eliezer doesn't have a Pasik. What do you mean? We said there's a Klara Pasik. It says Toichai. Toich V'Loi Toich Toichai, which is mashma, only a toich toichai is matzel, not a mechitza. Hai toichim ibayalei. No, Rabbi Eliezer used that toichai for something else. He used it lo oichlin shegiblon betit vehechnison la'avratan. He used it to not be memayit, but actually to be marba. And what he was marba was, if somebody would take oichlin and he would be megabal it with tit, so he would knead it with tit, he would cover it with a layer of cement, a layer of tit. And then he would take that oichl and he would put it into the avr of the tanner. The tanner was a klicheres, the tanner was tom. You put oichlin inside the aver of a klicheris, that's tame, it should become tame. Stating that, you could have thought that maybe, being that the oichlin is covered with tit, it wouldn't be tame. Why? So good, I would have thought, what would be if something tame would touch this oichlin? So then the oichlin wouldn't become tame. And the reason the oichlin wouldn't become tame is because you didn't really touch the oichlin because it's covered. You touched the tit that's covering the oichlin. But you didn't actually touch the oichlin. And being that you didn't actually touch the oichlin, so it's for that reason you would have assumed that it's tahar. And by the way, you would have assumed correctly because it is tahar. So based on that, I could have had a havamino that if this oichlin right now can't become tomei al yidei negiyah, maybe it can't become tomei al yidei avre klicheres. Kamash malon, no. Negiyah and echnami because he can't touch it. But at the end of the day, if the oichlin's in the avre klicheres and the avre the tana, there's no reason it shouldn't be tomei. How do you know that? I know that from toichai. But the point is, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't have toichai, my toichai. And as a result, he doesn't have this explicit pasuk telling you that mechitza is not matzel. So there's no asikra to be mafki the kal v'chomer. He uses his pasuk for something. But Enochinami, if Rebbe Eliezer had a pasuk to be mafkir from the Kal v'Chomer, he would use it. And Enochinami, in the world of Chatos L'Shem Chulin, where there is a pasuk going up against the Kal v'Chomer, the pasuk would go kineged the Kal v'Chomer. Meaning, you can make Rav Shtim with the Rabbanan, that's easy. You can make Rav Shtim with Rabbi Eliezer as well. But the Gemara adds one more line, just to close the loop here a little bit. And that is, the Rabbanon, Tainas the Gemara, how do the Rabbanon know that Oichlon shegiblon betit vechnisan la'avr taner, the halach is that it's going to be tame? What's the kasha? The kasha is as follows. The Gemara assumes that, why did the Rabbanon not hold of Rabbi Eliezer's Kal v'Chomer? Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer held that a mechitza is matzah when it comes to a klicheres. The Rabbanon held that a mechitza is not matzah. Rabbi Eliezer had a kal v'chomer. Why did the Rabbanon not hold of the kal v'chomer? The Gemara here is suggesting that the reason the Rabbanon didn't hold of the kal v'chomer is gufa for the reason Rav doesn't hold the Kal V'chomer when it comes to Chulin, Chatas Hashem Chulin. It's because it's a pasuk. And Asi Krov Afkim Kal V'chomer. What's the pasuk? It says Toicha V'loi Toich Toichai, which would suggest that only a Toich Toichai is a matzel, but a mechitza would not be a matzel. So in a Chanam Rebbe Lezer, there's a good Kal V'chomer. But at the same time, there's a pasuk, and the pasuk is mafkia from the Kal V'chomer. Which, by the way, Rebbe Eliezer, we just said, agrees to be a side that if there's a pasuk, it would be mafkia. Just Rebbe Eliezer holds there's no pasuk. So really, the machlokes Rebbe Eliezer and the Rabbanon, at the end of the day, is how you darshan the word toichai. If toichai is v'loi toich toichai, so then essentially I have a pasuk that says that a mechitza is not matzel. If, however, toichai is l'rabbois, oichlin shegiblin betit v'chnisa l'abataner, well, they don't have a pasuk. I'm left with the Kal V'chomer. Of course, the Kal V'chomer is one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTanya Drash is bad. And as a result, for sure, that's what the halacha is going to be. But Tanya is the Gemara. If the Rabbanon now hold of the pasuk of toichai v'loi toich toichai, to tell me, number one, loi toich toichai, and to tell me that a mechitza is not matzel, that means they don't have it to teach me oichlin shegiblin betit. So how do they know oichlin shegiblin betit? The halacha is that it's going to be tameh, says the Gemara. Rabbanon have to hold hanach leitzrichi krav. That whole soka daita chamina that I need a special pasuk to tell me oichlin shegiblin betit, because otherwise I would have thought that hoyelu benegia doesn't become tameh. So to ba'avra it shouldn't become tameh as well. This is not a havamina that they were even impressed with, and it's for that reason they held that you don't need a pasuk for that. The pasuk is for toich v'loy toich toichai. That's how I know that a mechitza is not going to be matzel. Now, one of the obvious kashas that you have to speak out, the Shita Mekubetzes asks the kasha, is that if you're holding cheshbon, the Gemara on the top of the Yomid already addressed why the Rabbanan didn't agree with Rebbe Eliezer's Kal V'chomer. In fact, it's a Mefurish Gemara. It started with the last three words of Gimel Amid Aleph. Amru loy, the Rabbanan told Rebbe Eliezer, loyim hitzel b'meisach chomer shekein chalukah b'oyalin, tatzel b'klicheres akal shein chalukah b'oyalin. So the Gemara already gave a reason. It's the Shita's kasha. One terrace, the Shita says, Anachinami. The Gemara is saying, L'rab chenamilsa. Meaning, now that we're saying that Asi Krav Afkim Kal V'chomer, that's one of the things that emerged from the Shakt of Attire of the last 10 lines of Gemara. So now there's a new reason why maybe the Rabbanon wouldn't be in the spall with Rebbe Eliezer's Kal V'chomer. Not necessarily because they have a way to undermine it Be'etzim from its foundation. Could be it's a good Kal V'chomer, but at the same time, there's a pasuk, and you see already, Shitas Rav is Asikra Afkim Kal V'chomer. So to hear, you would say Asikra Afkim Kal V'chomer. So just to hit the pause button, come up for breath 1 second, do a little bit of a sequel. So again, this was the third stira that Rava was firing away with on a Friday night in Beit Harmach. Ravina was there, Rapapa Chaval missed it. All in the sugya of the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, the sugya of Shaloi Lishma. And he began with Rav's halacha. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Chata sheshachta l'shem oyla psula, shachta l'shem chulins kshe. And Rava was under the impression that time of the Rav is a svara, or a din. The mina machriba, the lav mina loy machriba. And he asked the kasha. His kasha was, how does it stem with the laws of klicheres? Klicheres, we find, keli that's inside the klicheres has the ability to be mafsik, the status of the klicheres, so that if something's inside that inner keli, as long as it's taller than the outer keli, it's going to be matzel mina tumma. But it's not only a klicheres that could be matzel from a klicheres, even a klishetef could be matzel. Now, a klishetef, kapli klicheres, is ain't a mino if it's ain't a mino. So you see, mefurish, not like svaras rav. You see that even a lav mino has the ability to be machriv. This was Rava's kasha. What was Rava's teretz? Rava's teretz was that a klishetef, kapli klicheres, is not the lav mino. It's actually mino, right? The parallel would be a klishet of klicheres is like a chatas to an oila. Chatas to an oila is the mina machriba, right? Chatas shem oila, that's the halach of the Mishnah. That, of course, is going to be possible. When did Rav say kasha? When it's chatas l'shem chulin, because that's from sea to shining sea, right? That's the biggest merchik in the world. One is chatas, which is kodesh kodeshim, and the other one is chulin. The other one's prost. The other one is nothing. So, kemuvin, the merchik over there is very big. A klicheres, klapi, a klishetif, they're both kalim. There's not such a big merchik. And it's for that reason, that's not a problem. I mean, alay machriba. In fact, Rava said, you want a tsushtel, you want to draw a good comparable in the sugya of klicheres, it would be if there was a mechitza inside the klicheres. And there the shita sachachonim is that a mechitza is not matzel. So if I care, if anything, there's no kasha from the sugya of toich toichai, there's actually a raya. But Rava continued, and Rava said, hotenach, that's all going to be good. I'll leave it to chachonim. Shita sachachonim taka is that a mechitza is not matzel when it comes to klicheres. But shnitas Rabbi Eliezer is that a mechitza is matzel. And
You see clearly then that Rabbi Eliezer holds. You see clearly then that Rabbi Eliezer holds that even though mechitzas for sure ain't a mina, filahachi has ability to be macher. So lema the Rav Tanoi, should we at the very least be forced to say that Rav's halacha would stem only with Hacham and not with Rabbi Eliezer? Meaning, should we walk away from the sugya of klicheres and say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, chatas l'shem chulin is taka going to be possible because shitas Rabbi Eliezer is that not only the mina machreba but the lav mina loy machreba? But the Gemara said no. The Gemara said no. Because the Olam, I'll tell you, that Rabbi Eliezer is moided to the Sfar of the Mina Machreba, the La Mina Loi Machreba. There it's different because Rabbi Eliezer had a Kal V'chaymer. But the Gemara said here too, Rabbi Eliezer had a Kal V'chaymer. And then the Gemara came, and the Gemara said, Elo, time of the Rav, ka Rabbi Eliezer. Pshana Rav is like Rabbi Eliezer. To Omer Rabbi Eliezer, my time of the Rav, v'lo yechalu as kachim b'nei Yisrael, eis ha'she yarimu la'ashem. Kachim mechalim kachim, v'ein chulim mechalim kachim. The Gemara threw in an Elo. The Gemara said, you have to say, meaning, to make Rav shtim with Rabbi Eliezer, that time of the Rav is because kachim mechalim kachim, ve'en chul mechalim kachim. In other words, it's based on a pasuk. Now there's a huge tumult over here. It starts with Rashi, it starts with the Shita Mekubetzes, and it works its way up into the Briske Shiurim and everything in between. And that is, when the Gemara says, Ela time of the Rav, k'rabba Lazar, is the Gemara being chosen now from the original Svara of the Mina Machreba, the Loi Mina Loi Machreba? The Gemara is saying that maybe there's no svara b'chlal of the mina machreba, the loy mina loy machreba. And certainly over here, where there's a kal v'chomer, which seems to override the svara of the mina machreba, the loy mina loy machreba, there's not going to be a svara of the mina machreba, the loy mina loy machreba. Is the Gemara being chayzel gamri from the mina machreba, the loy mina loy machreba? Now, if you're being chayzel gamri, then why is it the chatas shem chulim is going to be kosher? It's based on a pasuk. It's gzeiros hakosev, right? 97% of kachem is gzeiros hakosev. So, okay, so at the end of the day, the halacha of chatas shem oil apostle, it's gzeiros hakosev we're going to learn in the next few days. Okay, so the halacha of chatas shem chulim being kosher is also a gzeiros hakosev. And the svara that we started with the chatchila, the mina machreba, the mina loy machreba, but that was a toys. But at the end of the day, that's really not the way it's going to be. Or maybe not. Maybe not. There's a little mashmois in the Rishonim that it could be even at the end of the day, the svar of the mina machreba, the loy mina loy machreba stands. Aye, so how do we merge the svar and the pasuk? So it's a little bit tzarich here. You have to know how to connect it a little bit. The pasuk is megala on the svar. But then in Bristay Tanim Echtesi, where do you see that the Pasuk is being Megala on the Svara? The Pasuk is being Megala on the Din. It's not necessarily being Megala on the Svara. Meaning, Avifal Demino Machreba, Loi Mino Loi Machreba has implications beyond the scope of the Sugi that we're learning. So, Mechtesi, because it says, V'lei Chalu as Kachib in Yisrael, Esa Shayarim al Hashem, that would somehow be a Gilo in a Sugi of Hilchas Klicheres, or whatever other Sugi you want to stall the suit to, Hilchas Gerisha. I don't know. Mechtesi, that would be the case. But Al Kopanim Pashib Shat, you want to learn Pashib Shat in this Gemara, because it's not easy to learn Pashib Shat in this Gemara. Pashib Shat in the Gemara. The Gemara is being chayza from the Svara. And the Gemara is falling off. And the Gemara is saying that really you can make Rav Shtim with Rabbi Eliezer, but to make Rav Shtim with Rabbi Eliezer, what you're going to say is that time of the Rav is not the Mina Machaba, the Loy Mina Loy Machaba, but rather time of the Rav is Loy Chalu as Kachib in Yisrael, Esashe Rimu Lashem. And the truth is, the word Elo, Ella, that's what the diak is. Ella usually in Shas means we're falling off from what we said earlier. Ella, time of the Rav. Meaning we're having a whole balagan over here. Could Rav shtim with the Chachamim? Could he shtim with Rabbi Eliezer? That's all based on a premise that Rav is a svara. The mina machreba, the loy mina loy machreba. Ella is a chazara. It's a charata de meikara. Ella is saying that, no, we're making a toys. Really, this has nothing to do with that sugya. It's nothing to do with that svara. Time of the Rav is simply based on a pasuk, and it's based on a pasuk. This is the way it's going to be. Now, I just think there's one more knetch in Havana that's worth mentioning, and that is as follows. Again, it's negei a poshup shan in this Gemara. When the Gemara said Ella time of the Rav, why did the Gemara say Ella time of the Rav? The Gemara said it to make Rav shtim with Rabbi Eliezer, right? To make Rav shtim with the Chachamim, that was easy. Because the Chachamim seemed to hold the Mina Machreba, the Loi Mina Loi Machreba by Klicheres. They hold the Klishet of his Matzel because that's the Mina Machreba. They hold the Mechitza is not because that's the Lav Mina, right? So the Chura, at first glance, the Chachamim shtim perfectly. The question was, could we make a shtim with Rabbi Eliezer? Now, if you can't make a shtim with Rabbi Eliezer, it's fine. It's not the end of the world. But at the same time, Lema Derav Tanoi, is there a way to make a shtim with Rabbi Eliezer? At first glance, not. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds that what? Rabbi Eliezer holds that even a Mechitza is Matzel. You see, the Lav Mina Lei Machreba. And don't tell me Kal V'chaymer, because here too you have a Kal V'chaymer. And it was for that the Gemara said, no, you can make a shtim with Rabbi Eliezer as well. Here you have a pasuk. I don't, you have Toich of Loi Toich. The Gemara said, no, that's for Eichon Shagibla B'tet. Over there, you don't have a pasuk. But the emes is, if you cheshbon the Gemara good, and I saw in the Briske Shurim they speak this out, it's poshet that lemaskana you need to say time of the Rav, aliba de chachamim as well. And the reason is because it was muchach in the Gemara that
really, the Chachamim, if they agreed with Rabbi Eliezer's Kal V'Chaymer, if they agreed with Rabbi Eliezer's Kal V'Chaymer and Hitzel B'meis HaChomer, like Tatzo B'Klicheres HaKal, they would have agreed that a Mechitza is Matzel when it comes to a Klicheres. Why did the Chachamim say that a Mechitza is not Matzel when it comes to a Klicheres? So really, the Maskana, there were two reasons. Either it's because they hold of a Svara. No. And Hitzel B'meis HaChomer Shekin Chalukim Ba'Oyalim. Tatzo B'Klicheres HaKal Shekin Chalukim Ba'Oyalim. Or it was based on a Pasuk. They have a Pasuk. The Pasuk is Mafkir the Kal V'Chaymer. But one thing you see for sure, if it's a Shiloh of the Mina Machreba, the Loi Mina Loi Machreba, going up against the Kal V'Chaymer, the Kal V'Chaymer would override it. Because if the Chachamim hold that the Mina Machreba, the Loi Mina Loi Machreba, is better than a Kal V'Chaymer, then what the Chachamim are supposed to tell Rabbi Eliezer, you could tell me Kal V'Chaymer is Van Heimpes Mitvach. At the end of the day, I have a Svar of the Mina Machreba, Loi Mina Loi Machreba, and there's no way that a Mechitz is going to be able to be Matzal Klicheres. It's true, maybe there's a svar demina machreba, loy mina loy machreba, but if it's going up against a kavu chaymer, now, as it relates to chatas l'shem chulim, you have a kavu chaymer. If chatas l'shem oigel is possible, chatas l'shem chulim, kavu chaymer has to be possible. So if that's the case, you have a kavu chaymer, and you see the chachamim amoydet rabbi as the kavu chaymer is odiv from the svar demina machreba, loy mina loy machreba. So hajr kush l'duchte, why is chatas l'shem chulim going to be kasha? The teretz is, it has to be a pasuk. So this Teretz of Ella time of the Rav Karabalazar. The Amr Rabalazar, my time of the Rav, it's based on a pasuk. The Gemara said it in Rabbi Eliezer, but the Cheshbin is 100% emes. I'll leave it to Chachamim as well. And if the Shita Mekubetzes is gerecht, I mean, Tosh State and Shita Mekubetzes, B'shem Toisvus Toch, it comes from the Bali Toisvus, that when the Gemara says Ella, the Gemara is being chayzer from the Sfar, the Minavach, the Minavach, and at the end of the day, it's a pasuk. Why? Because of the kash of Kavach. Well, if that Cheshbon worked in Rabbi Eliezer, it has to be truly B'Chacham as well. And really, the Sikkum then is that time of the Rav is not based on the Mina Machreba, the Loi Mina Loi Machreba. Elo, time of the Rav is Rabbi Eliezer. This is based 100% on a Pasuk. Either way, moving along. The Gemara now is going to continue with a few more Stiris. All may inyal inyabai sing it. So really, Zvachim starts with Stiris, right? Ganz geschmack. That's how Zvachim starts, right? With Rava, who is being Rami Mili Ma'alias Hadadi Vishanido. So we had three Stiris that Rava asked, and now we're going to have a fourth and a fifth, albeit this time it's not Rava the one that's firing away. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef Barami, Rami Shinu, Kodesh HaShinu Bailam Mamashani. Rav Yosef Barami asked the stira between Halacha and Shaloi L'Shma by Shinu Kodesh, Halacha Shaloi L'Shma by Shinu Bailam, and he went ahead and he said a teretz. So again, what's Shinu Kodesh, what's Shinu Bailam? We're still new here in Masechta Zvachim. Shinu Kodesh is where somebody brings a chatas and he has a mind in oil, right? He messed up on the first of the L'Shem Shichadvar Mazevach Nizbach, on the L'Shem Zevach. What's where he had in mind the right carbon, it was a chatas, a shem chatas, but instead of having in mind Reuven getting kapar, he had in mind Shimon having kapar, what the Mishnah refers to as l'shem zavech, the second of l'shem shishu dvar mazavech nizbach. So Rav Yosef Barami had a stira in the world of Shinu Kodesh, Shinu Bailam, he gave a teretz. What was the stira? Mi amar Rav, is it true that Rav said chatas sheshachto l'shem chatas ksheira, that a chatas that's brought l'shem chatas is kosher, l'shem oyla psula, but if it's brought l'shem oyla, it's pasul. So is it true that Rav said that if somebody brings a chatas l'shem chatas, it's going to be kosher? But if somebody brings a chatas l'shem oila, then it's going to be possible. Alma, what do you see that Rav holds? The lav mina machriba. That if it's the lav mina, it's machriv. But the mina loy machriba. But if the machshav is the same in, it's not going to be machriv. So, first of all, when did Rav say this? And this is not the Rav that we had in Amud Aleph, right? On Amud Aleph, we had Amar Rav Yudam Rav. Chatas sheshachto l'shem oila is possible. Chatas sheshachto l'shem chulin is kosher. Over here, it's chatas sheshachto l'shem chatas is kosher. Chatas sheshachto l'shem oila is going to be possible. For what are even the cases? Chatas sheshachto l'shem chatas. What do you mean it's kosher? And that's what you were supposed to do. Teretz is that you're bringing it for the wrong chatas, right? If there's anything we learned in Masechtas Horis, it's that there are many different types of chatas. So, for example, a kohen is bringing a chatas chelev. He's bringing a chatas because somebody ate chelev b'shoigig, and he has in mind a chatas dam. He has a mind to be mechaper for eating dam b'shoigig. There, the halach is it's going to be kosher. At the end of the day, it's a chatas. However, chatas l'shem oila, that's your classic shinu kodesh, that's going to be puzzle. So apparently Rav said this. Now, by the way, where did Rav say this, right? Mi amar Rav. It's like when Rava said in the beginning of the daf, mi amar Rav. Did Rav say it? It was the Kamon Dav Memvav. This is the Kamon Dav Zayin. But either way, this is one of Rav's chidushim in the sugyas over here of Zvachim. The chatas sheshachta l'shem chatas ksheira, chatas sheshachta l'shem oylo psula. But what do you see from here? Alma said Rav Yosef Arami. You know what I'm taking out of Rav? He obviously holds the lav mina machriva, that if it's lav mina, then it's going to be machriv. Chatas and oylo's lav mina, it's going to be machriv. Oh, but the mina loy machriva. If, however, it's the same min, chatas l'shem chatas, over there it's not going to be machriv. Now, kind of Ben Shoyl, one second. I mean, we just had a whole sugya where the svar was just the opposite. The mina machriba, chatos l'shem oyla, the la mina loy machriba, chatos l'shem chulin. And here the Gemara is learning up Shitas Rav that chatos l'shem chatos is kosher because it's mina, and mina is loy machriba. Chatos l'shem oyla is going to be possible because that's lav mina. And lav mina, that is machriba. Isn't it svar safuchas? So the answer is yes and no, because really it's all a matter of semantics. There's a level of mina that's not machriba. Chatas l'shem chatas, because it's mamish the same thing. There's a level of lav mina that's also not machriba, because it's no shaychis, it's something so different, such as chatas l'shem chulin. When is it machriv? When it's enough mina ba, but it's not mamish the real thing, but it's also enough loy mina ba, but it's not mamish mimizrach l'mayriv. So you're right, chatas l'shem chatas is kosher, because it's so diminaba, and when it's mamish diminaba, it's loy machriba. Chaz Hashem chulin is also going to be kosher because it's so lav mina, and when it's so lav mina, it's also not going to be machriba. It has to be somewhere in between. Now, as it relates to the semantics, in Amud Aleph, we refer to chatas l'shem oyla as diminaba, meaning it's enough minaba, or it's diminaba relative to chatas l'shem chulin, and that's why it's going to be machriv. And over here we refer to as chatas l'shem oyla as lav minaba, because relative to chatas l'shem chatas, which is too much minaba, this is enough loy minaba in order for it to be machriv. But at the end of the day, it's not a stira, because in Amud Aleph we're handling chatas l'shem oyla versus chatas l'shem chulin. The end of l'shem oyla is more diminaba, so it's on a relative scale than l'shem chulin. Over here we're comparing chatas l'shem chatas, chatas l'shem oyla. Here it's the opposite. Here the l'shem oyla is more the lav minaba, klape chalshem chatas, which is too much diminable. But either way, said Rav Yosef Bar Ami, it seems like Rav Shita is that when it comes to the mina machriba, the loy mina loy machriba, if it's mamish diminable, it's going to be kosher. It's when it's l'shem oyla, where it's la minable, then it's going to be possible. What's this kasha? Amar Rav. Rav also said chatas shachta misha mechuyev chatas, as it relates to a shinu ba'ilim. In the event a chatas was brought for somebody that's mechuyev chatas, so the halach is psul, it's going to be possible. So again, what shinu ba'ilim? When the kohen brings a carbon that's supposed to be Reuven's carbon, and said he has a mind shim. So, to the extent that it was a chatos, let's say, and Shimon, the wrong guy, was also chayiv chatos, then Rav said there's a halach of shinu b'aylam. But al misha mechuyev oylok sheir. If, however, Shimon, who the kohen had in mind, was not mechuyev chatos, even if he's mechuyev oyla. But if he wasn't mechuyev chatos, the halach is going to be kosher. Alma, what do you see from here? The bar mina machriba, the lav mina, loy machriba. You see, lechayr, just the opposite. He has to be Shaykh to the chatas. Where it's chatas l'shem chatas in shinu bailim, over there it's considered a machshav apizalas. Where it's chatas l'shem oyla in the shinu bailim, meaning the other person is chayv and oyla, then it's going to be kosher. It's mamish svar safuchas. When it comes to shinu kodesh, chatas l'shem chatas, albeit a different chatas, is kosher. Chatas l'shem oyla is pasal. When it comes to shinu bailim, chatas al misha mechuyiv chatas is pasal. Al misha mechuyiv oyla is kosher. So it's rami shinu kodesh and shinu bailim in the world of the mina machriba, the la mina loy machriba. Mishani in the Gemara, or Rabbi Yosef Bar Ami answered, v'shachat oisa, as it relates to hasam, as it relates to shinui kodesh, where it says in the Torah, v'shachat oisa l'chatas, amar rachman avari chatas, shem chatas, nishchata. What's the criteria? You have to have a mind l'shem chatas. So you had a mind l'shem chatas. You had a mind a different chatas, but at the end of the day, you had a mind l'shem chatas. Hachabun, as it relates to shinui bayla v'chiper olav k'siv, it says you have to mechaper olav, and olav is mashma olav v'loy al chaveroi, right? That's the drasha, and chaveroi dum yedidei. Olav v'loy al chaveroi means not someone that's similar to you, but not you. What does it mean? Dumni the day shemechuyev kapara kamoisa. That he's chayv and kapara, just like you are. And you're chayv achatas. He would also have to be someone that's chayv achatas. But to the extent that he's not dumni the day, so then you don't have the miut of shinu bailam. And it's for that reason, in that situation, you would not have the psul shinu bailam. So it's true. You have this anomaly, this chiluk between shinu kodesh and shinu bailam. And shinu kodesh chatas l'shem chatas acheres is kosher chatas l'shem oylos pasul. By shinu bailam chatas amisha mechuyev chatas is dafka pasul amisha mechuyev oylos not. But what does it boil down to? It really boils down to Libudim. It has nothing to do with Svaras of the Mina Machaba, the La Mina Loi Machaba. Right? This Gemara has a similar ending to the previous Gemara. That we're getting very heis about these Svaras of the Mina Machaba, the La Mina Loi Machaba. At the end of the day, it really boils down to Svaras. One last Gemara. Rav Chaviva Rami. Rav Chaviva asked the Stira, and his Stira was from the Rav's Halacha of Shinui Bailim. Atoich toichai. He asked the stira from Shinui Bailin to Toich toichai umeshani, and he gave an answer as well. What's the stira? Me, Amar Abdid Rav say chatas l'shashacht al misha mechuyiv chatas psula. Al misha mechuyiv oylik sheira. Is it true that Rav said that if somebody would shecht a chatas, al misha mechuyiv chatas would be possible? But al misha mechuyiv oylik would be kosher. What do you see from here? The mina machrba, la mina loy machrba. You see that Rav Shnita is that mina's machrba, the lav mina loy machrba. Now we said a second ago that it's not muchach that's pshat in this Rav. It's really based on psukim. Olav v'loy al chaveira. But again, Rav Chaviva is approaching that statement of Rav the way Rav Yosef Bar Ami approached that statement of Rav, the way Rav and Amar Aleph approached some of the other statements of Rav, and that is that there's some halacha here that says the mina machrba, the la mina loy machrba. That's what's underpinning Shita's Rav. But either way, me Amar Rav, is it true that Rav holds the mina machrba, loy mina loy machrba? Where? By Shinui Bailim, Vatanya, we learned in the Braiso, Toichoi, Veloi, Toich, 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 Afilu Klishetef Matzo. What does it mean? It means the Braiso that Rava started with on Amar Aleph. And what do you see from that Braiso? That a Klishetef has the ability to be Matzo and a Klicheres, even though Lechere is in a Minoi. So you see, it could be Matzo, even though it's in a Minoi. So you see, the Minoi Machreba, and Afilu, the Ena Minoi Machreba, has a shim with Rav Shita, who holds the Ena Minoi is Loi Machreba. Now this Kasha, if you think about it, that Rav Chaviv is asking is almost identical kasha to what Rav asked. Rav is third steer. What's the difference? The only difference is which Rav this kasha is being asked from. Rav on Amud Aleph asked from the fact that Rav holds chatos l'shem chulin as kasha. You see, the la mina loy machreba. How does it shtim with halacha filu klishet of matzah? Rav Chaviv is asking from the fact that Rav holds that there's no halach of shinu bailim. If you have in mind al misha mechuyev oila, that the la mina is loy machreba, and as a result, he's asking from afilu klishet of matzah. So really, they're both asking the same kash on Rav. Rav holds by kachem the la mina loy machreba. How does it stem with afilu klishet of matzah? Rav saw that shitas Rav is the la mina loy machreba from a halacha that he said in Shinui Kodesh, Chatas L'Shem Chulin is Kosher, must be the La Mina Loi Machreba, and Rav Chaviva sees it somewhere else. He sees it from Rav's halacha in Shinui Bailim. The Chatas Shachto Al Misha Mechuyev Oilo, the halacha is Kosher, must be that he holds the La Mina Loi Machreba. But at the end of the day, the Kasha is the same Kasha. How do you shtim Shitas Rav in the laws of Lushma, which seems to suggest the La Mina Loi Machreba, with the fact that the halach is toichoi, v'loi toich toichoi, and afilu klishet matzul meshani. So had Rav Chaviva answer it much more simply than the previous Gemara. He said, arba toichi ksifi. That if you look in the pasuk regarding a klicheres, it says the word toichoi four times. And the truth is, if you look in the pasuk, you're not going to find four. It says, v'chol klicheres hachi ipa mihem el toichoi, kol hache besoicha yitma v'oisei sishbayro. So how many times does it say toichoi? Twice. Once it says toichoi, the other time it says b'toichoi. So it's two, it's not four. The teretz is, it could have said toich. It says toichoi to teach me another one. So toich is one, toichoi is two. Toich from the second besoichoi is three, toichoi is four. So what do you do with four toichois? Why is Toich telling me so times? Cha, the goofy. One to tell me the ikar halacha. What is that? That if you have a klicheres, that's tomei, and oichon falls into the avra of the klicheres, it's going to become tomei. That's a chiddush in klicheres. V'chalik zeir shava. Another one to teach me Gzeirah Shava. Now, the Gzeirah Shava itself, Rashi quotes a Gemara, Chulun Chavtal Mebeis, that goes through what it is. But the punchline of the Gzeirah Shava is that the way a Klicheres becomes Tameh is when a Sheretz falls into the Teicha. It falls into the Aver of the Klicheres. Chad, the third one is Teicha Shazavah Le Teicha Shalacha, that this Chiddush of Kol HaShabbos Teicha Yitma is true only for a Klicheres. It's not true for other Kelim, such as a Klieitz and a Klimatches or some other. And finally, the last one, and this is the one that we need, is Idach. The fourth one is Teicha Veloi Teich Teicha. The afilu klishet of matzel. The fourth one is telling me toich v'loy toich toichai, and not just toich v'loy toich toichai, but the afilu klishet of matzel. Even a klishet has the ability to be matzel. The point is that said Rav Chaviva, I have a mefurish toichai that's telling me that a klishet is being matzel. And me that I have a mefurish toichai that's telling me klishet is matzel. So it's not a kasha. You're going to tell me I have a stira. Rav holds that the lav minos loy machir, but when it comes to the laws of lishma by kachim, I by klicheres you have a locha afilu klishet of matzel. Yeah, it's true. It's It's based on Xeris HaKosov. What's Xeris HaKosov? It's the fourth Teichai that teaches me Afilu Klishta Matzal, and being that it's Xeris HaKosov, so really there's nothing to talk about. Now we have to speak at one Rashi. Rashi says, where do you see in the fourth Teichai Afilu Klishta Matzal? L'chayre, the fourth Teichai is coming to teach me the Gralach, Teichai V'loi Teich Teichai. Afilu Klishta Matzal? Klishta Matzal we know is a Chiddush. Right? Why is it a Chiddush? So if you remember, in the beginning of the daf, when we started, we said it was a Chiddush because you would think the Klishta would become Tami Migaboy and then be Metama what's inside of it. After learning this intense daf Gemara, we have another reason why Klishta is a Chiddush. Because it's Laminoi, and maybe the Laminoi is like Machriba. But at the end of the day, maybe the Pasuk is coming to teach me the Ikar Aloch of Toichav Aloy Toich Toichoy. Meichitesi, the Pasuk is coming to teach me that Afilu Klishta Matzal. So Rashi asked the Kasha, and Rashi says, you have to say, the Rav Chaviva held, that you don't need a Pasuk, a separate Pasuk to teach me Toichav Aloy Toich Toichoy, Klapi Klicheres. Because once the Torah is telling me Toichoy, albeit for reasons, right, it's included in the Chad Legufei. In the Ikar Aloch of Toichoy, I know it's Toichoy, not Toich Toichoy. Toich Toichoy is not Toichoy. So I don't need a limud for that. If I have a special Toichoy, obviously it's coming to teach me a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? Afilu Klishta Matzal. Why is that a Chiddush? Because you would think it should be Tami Megaboy or the Lamin Olay Machriba. But the point is he has a special Pasuk. And being there is a special Pasuk, just Pashup Shad. So Rav Chaviva said, Memel, this whole Kasha Fank Nisha. Now I just think it's Kedai to end. We got this far, so I think it's Kedai to take it to the finish line. And that is, so Rav on Amar Aleph asked the Stira, had his Rav's Halacha of Chatas L'Shem Chulin, which is Mashup L'Amin Olay Machriba, Shtim with the Halacha of Toichav L'Oy Toich Toichai, Afilu Klicheres Matzal. Right? Has that shtim? And Rav Chaviva asked the same exact kashon on the base. He came from a different Rav. Rav holds chatos sheshocht al mishem achuyev oyvo is lamin loy machrba. Has that shtim with talach of afilu kli shnetev has the ability to be matzah. But Rav's mahalach and Rav Chaviva's mahalach was a different mahalach. Right? What was Rav's mahalach? Rav said, I'll leave it to Rabbanon, it's not shver, because fakat, Rabbanon I'm gonna hold that really a kli shetef and a kli cheres is minoy. It's the equivalent of chatos l'shem oyla. What would be the equivalent of chatos l'shem chulin in the case of kli cheres? A mechitza. Shitas rabbanon is not a mechitza, is takan, not matzah. Then the Gemara got involved with Rabbi Eliezer, and because of that, we realized there's something called kal v'chomer, and kal v'chomer has the ability to override the minah machrba, loy minah loy machrba. And the maskana, what was pshat and rab? Pshat and rab was v'lei chal was kach b'nei Yisrael, that the whole rab is not even based on a pasuk of, or based on a svar or a din of the minah machrba, loy minah loy machrba. It's really based on a pasuk of v'lei chal was kach b'nei Yisrael. So about this, a fank nishlo. That was shitas rav, right? That's the way rav made it work. According to Rabbanon, he said I can make it work in the sugya. Abba lemaisa, there was an elo amar. Rava. Right? At the end of the day, there was an Ella time of the Rav. There was a whole new reason. It's based on a Basik. Well, it's based on a Basik. Sefank Nishan. Rav Chaviva machzach nish wissendig from that whole shmuz. Right? Rav Chaviva is not even getting involved in that. This is not Rav Chaviva's noise at all. Rav Chaviva came from a different angle. He said, I have a Xeris HaKosov, not by Kachim. I have a Xeris HaKosov by Klicheres. Toich v'lei toich toich. It's the fourth one, and it's coming to be my Rafilu Klishatef, and based on that, everything's going to be a car. So Rav and Rav Chaviva are not talking to each other, which is fine. It's okay. They're both Amiram. They have a right to not talk to each other. But Rav and Rav Chaviva are not talking to each other. Rav has his sugya, and Rav Chaviva has his sugya. So if you look in Tosfos, there's a long Tosfos on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, he cheshbins a little bit. Tosfos gives us a little bit of an insight into these cheshbinas, and it's clear from Tosfos you have to make this cheshbin, right? Why is Rav not talking to Rav Chaviva? Why is Rav Chaviva not talking to Rav? It sounds like there are these two distinct mahalchim. If you have Arba Toichos, so Rav should have said Arba Toichos. And if Rav had his Mahalach, so Rav Chaviva should have said what Rav said. So let's work backwards. Why would Rav not have said the obvious answer of Rav Chaviva? When it comes to Toichos, Loi Toichos, Afil Kishat of Matzel, it's based on Xeris HaKosov. So Toichos speaks out, it's really based on what Rashi said. Because Rashi really said, Neheche Teisi Toichos, Loi Toichos, is coming to be Marba Afil Kishat. Maybe it's coming to be Marba Klicheres, which is less of a Chiddush. That's the Mina. Maybe over there it's Machriba. But where it's a Klishat, which is a Lav Mina, so maybe it's not going to be Matzah. Now, what was Rashi's Teretz? Rashi's Teretz was that Rav Chaviva held that you don't need a Pasuk for Klicheres. That's Rav Chaviva held, it's not Rav. So the reason Rav didn't hold of Rav Chaviva's Teretz is easy. It's because Rav held that Rav Chaviva's Teretz is predicated on the fact that there's no Chiddush in Toich Toicher of a Klicheres being Matzah. Rav held not that way. He held there is a Chiddush. So even if you have Arba toichai ksivi, you have that vav of the second toichai. Who cares at the end of the day? Maybe it's only coming to be marba klicheres. Who said it's coming to be marba klishetef? I zicha don't have a pasuk for klishetef. How then did Chazal know afil klishetef must know to misvara? Misvara. What happened to mina machra? Loi mina loi machra. So why Rava wouldn't have held a Rav Chaviva? The answer is Nyana Rashi. The answer is it's the last Rashi on the Yomit. The last Rashi on Gimel Amud Beis is the teretz for why Rava didn't want to hold a Chaviva, because Rava held like Rashi's kasha, and therefore didn't have a mefurish pasuk that says afilu klishetef natzali. I don't have a mefurish pasuk that says that the lav mina would be able to be machra. The kasha is the other way. The kasha is why did Rav Chaviva not hold of Rava? L'chayra, Rava saying good. So again, when you talk about Rava and you want to break down Rava properly, there were really two mahalachim that Rava had. The first mahalach of Rava was that klishetef is not considered the lav mina. Klishetef is considered mina. Right? Klishetef is not considered the lav mina. Klishetef is considered mina. What's the lav mina? Mechitza's lav mina. And fakert, Shitas Rav stims beautifully with the halach of Toich Toich, or be Shitas Achacham. Chatos l'shem oila, which is the mina, that's machrba. And that's why comparably a klishetef would be able to be matzel from a klicheres, because they're both kelim. These are both kachim, these are both kelim. As opposed to chatos shlem chulin, which are different, that would be the equivalent of a mechitza in a keli, that's taka not going to be able to be machrib. So why did Rav Chaviva say that? Right, Rav Chaviva didn't even get involved in Rabbi Eliezer. He's asking from afilu klishetef matzel. He's not asking Rabbi Eliezer, afilu klishetef matzel. So he should have said, what do you mean? No shaykh is klishetef? Klishetef is poshet. That's the mina. That's not the lav mina. So Tosfos asked that kasha. And Tosfos says a beautiful teretz. Taisa says the answer licked in where Rava was asking his kasha from and where Rav Chaviva was asking his kasha from. Rava's kasha was that you see Rav holds a lamid olay machrubah from chatas l'shem chulin. Chatas l'shem chulin is very, very different things. So there, Rava had a right to say that chatas l'shem chulin is not a tzushtal to klishetef, because klishetef is too similar to a klicheres. And more similar to a klicheres than chulin is to a chatas. In fact, if you want to draw the parallel, a klishetef is to a klicheres what the chatas is to the oila. And fakert, chatas shem oila is taka gonna be pasal. So as a result, you can't ask for from klishetef. You want a tzushtel? It would be mechitza. Mechitza is very different. And the shitas hacham as it relates to mechitza is that it's taka not going to be matzel. But Rav Chaviva was asking from somewhere else. Where was Rav Chaviva asking from? He was asking from Rav Zalach and Shinu Bailam. What did Rav say in Shinu Bailam? Rav said in Shinu Bailam that chata sheshacht al misha mechuyiv chatas is a problem, but chata sheshacht al misha mechuyiv oila is not a problem. That means a mechuyiv oila klapi a mechuyiv chatas is considered a lav mina. That means oila klapi chatas is lav mina. If oila klapi chatas is lav mina, zok toisvis, it can't be that a klishetef klapi a klicheres is going to be considered mina. A klishetef can't be more similar to a klicheres than an oila is to a chatas. If the kasha was from Rav Zaloch of chatas shem chulin, the way Rav asked the kasha, so chatas shem chulin is more far apart than the klishetef is from the klicheres. So there you could say, alibi the chacham, and the mahalach is going to be very, very poshut. However, Rav Chaviva was asking from Rav Zalach of Shinu Bailim. And in Rav Zalach of Shinu Bailim, you see the Lamina Loi Machrabah even when the Oila is the Lav Mina. One second. Oila Klapi Achatas is a Lav Mina, then a Klishet of Klapi Klicheres is also going to be a Lav Mina. Wait a minute, they're both Kalim, they're both Karbonis. And still you see it's a Lav Mina. If that's the case, that's not going to be an Eitzah. If that's not going to be an Eitzah, you would have to come on. You would have no choice. You would have to come on to the Pasuk of Toichi. What about the other teretz that Rava said? The other teretz that Rava said was as a pasuk. V'leichal was kach b'nei Yisrael, is hashe erim al Hashem. That teretz doesn't speak out, but it could be it's pasuk. Teretz doesn't even have to speak that out. Because that's obvious that that teretz is only going to be a teretz alibi de Rava. Rava, who's asking from chatas l'shem chulin, so they have exeris hakosav. Kachem mechalim kachem, vechulim mechalim kachem. That has no shaychis to this halacha of Shinu Bailim, where it's a chatas l'shem misha mechuyev oila. That's not a chatas l'shem chulin, it's l'shem someone that's mechuyev an oila. So that's a kachem l'shem. Gotcha. That's posh. Even Tosfos was only bothered that Heyoyz Rav Chaviva was asking just from the Ikka Braisa of Afilu Klishetef Matzel. So he could have gotten out very easily. He could have said Klishetef is Minoy. The Teretz is in Rava's Kasha, you could say it's Minoy, but in Rav Chaviva's Kasha, you can't say it's Minoy. As it relates to the Maskon of the Ella time of the Rav, it's posh why Rava's Teretz wouldn't work a little bit with Rav Chaviva. But the bottom line is, Rava asked a stira from Rav in the laws of Shaloy Lashmod, the Lamina Le Machrabah, from Afilu Klishetef Matzel, it's Mashba, the Lamina is Machrabah. Rav Chaviva did. Rava had his his gang. Rav Chaviva had his gang. You have to be miyash if you want to learn this Gemara good. Why Rav Chaviva didn't hold Rava? Why Rava didn't hold Rav Chaviva? Again, we went through this a little bit. Tein lechacham ve'yach gemay. But just to make a high level, just bullet point, sikum on what we had now. Not the cheshbon of the Gemara, but just the halachas that come out. So we start the mesech. The kol as vachem shenis b'chut shloy l'shman k'sherim elo shloy olo bain l'shem chayva. Chutz men apes ve'achatach. Achatach shloy l'shman is going to be possible. In today's daf, we walked away with a shtickle, a shulchan aruch over here. What does it mean? Chatas shaloi l'shma is pasul. Chatas l'shem oila is pasul. Chatas l'shem chatas acheres is going to be kasha. Chatas l'shem chulin is going to be kasha. What about shinui b'aylam? Chatas sheshachta al misha mechuyev chatas is going to be pasul. Chatas sheshachta al misha mechuyev oila is going to be kasha. Incidentally, these halachas, right, notice the Gemara kept on quoting Rav's l'kamans, which tells you that this sugi is going to come up l'kaman. So Beis Hashem will go into this inyan, not the cheshben, a little bit later. One of the hardest dafin in Zvachim is tucked away right in the beginning of the Masechta. Nothing to be intimidated of, but definitely an intense daf, and we're going to stop here.